Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Was the lovely tones of Peggy Lee from 1941. Oh, that's the lovely tones of the Benny Goodman Sextet and that very recognizable clarinet. They brought us the Jimmy McHugh Dorothy Fields number, very well-known number, On the Sunny Side of the Street. They start off this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. We're going to be celebrating some of the music from the 1930s through to, I think, our most recent recording is 1961. So quite a few years of wonderful music from days gone by. We have a mixture of singers and small groups and larger orchestras for you this morning. And we're going to hear two small groups coming up and two singers. And in one case, they're combined. Or at least the musician and the singer is combined, and that is Jonah Jones in our next recording. this morning from 1944, one of the great trumpeters of the 20th century. And he made many, many recordings with small groups and also worked for a decade with the band of Cab Calloway, a very lively orchestra that was. And Jonah was a very lively trumpeter. Here, Jonah is going to bring us a trumpet and a vocal on You Can Depend on Me. And of course, we can depend on Jonah and friends to give us a wonderful rendition of that tune written by Earl Hines, Charles Carpenter, and Lewis Dunlap. Jonah is joined by Tyree Glenn on trombone, Hilton Jefferson on alto sax and tenor sax from Ike Quebec, Al Gibson on clarinet, Buster Harding on piano, and we'll hear a rhythm section from Danny Barker, Milt Hinton, and Big Sid Catlett. Following Jonah, we'll go forward to 1957, to a young singer who was well into his solo career at this point. You hear him frequently on the show for a very beautiful voice, a very rich voice, and also a very delicate style as well. And that's Vic Damone. He's going to bring us a number written by Sammy Kahn and Julie Stein. It's perhaps not as appropriate to this season as to another season, but I thought it might be fun if we heard again this lovely song about the summer, Things We Did Last Summer. So we can think about the summer as we move forward into winter. And our third recording in the set is from Adrian Rollini and his Tap Room Gang. Now, Adrian Rollini was a very fine musician, and unusually, he performed equally on the saxophone and the vibraphone. Actually, probably moved more over to the vibraphone or xylophone as he went on in his career. But this is early on, 1936, and we're going to hear him on the bass sax along with his friends from the Tap Room Gang with a number that he wrote himself. And just to continue with the theme, it's called Tap Room Swing from 1936. And we will now hear from Jonah Jones, You Can Depend on Me.
Though you say we're through, I'll always love you. You know you can depend on me. Bubble of death, fire, though someone you've missed has caused you to forget, you know you can count on me. Bubble of baby, bubble of that, boom, bang. I wish you success and loads of happiness. But babe, I must confess, I'll be lonely, lonely. If you ever need a friend, I'll be yours, yours until the end. Now, babe, you can depend on me. Baby, boom, boom, bat, boom, bat.
boat rides we would take, the moonlight on the lake, the way we danced and hummed our favorite song, the things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter long. The midway and the fun, the Cupid dolls we won, the bell I rang to prove that I was strong, the things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter long. The early morning hike, the rented tandem bike, the lunches that we used to pack. We never could explain that sudden summer rain, the looks we got when we got back. The leaves began to fade, like promises we made. How could a love that seemed so right go wrong? The things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. And we are listening to some very fine music today from the 1930s through to the 1960s. We just heard from Adrian Rollini and his Taproom Gang from 1936 with the, I guess you'd call it the eponymous song, Taproom Swing. And Adrian, of course, on the bass sax on that one. Before Adrian, we heard from Vic Damone with a Sammy Kahn and Julie Stein number, The Things We Did Last Summer. And that was 1957. And we started out with the ever exuberant Jonah Jones, trumpet and vocal, on a lovely tune, You Can Depend on Me. Well, we're going to carry on now and go to 1961, to one of the finest jazz singers around at the time, and there were lots of them. This is a lady who we frequently invite into the studio on Sundays, and that's Anita O'Day. She made a lot of recordings in the 1950s and 60s for the Verve and Clef labels, and they are a very fine treasury of some lovely, lovely interpretations of jazz standards and other tunes as well. On this particular one, it's a tune written by Sigmund Romberg and Lover Come Back to Me. And Anita is joined in the studio by the Johnny Mandel Orchestra. Then we're going to go back to the 1930s, in particular to 1938, to one of the great pianists and entertainers around at the time, and that was Fats Waller. Well, Fats, of course, was one of the masters of stride piano, and he was also a fine singer, and was very good at organizing groups, putting across his music, and he also composed a great deal. So I often play Fats's tunes, often performed by him. In this particular occasion, on 1938, Fats is going to, and friends, I should say, are going to bring us a number written by Oscar Levant and Harold Adamson, and that's called You Had an Evening to Spare. And our third recording in the set is from Woody Herman, wonderful clarinetist and also alto sax player, and a fine vocalist too. The orchestra had some very fine talent in it, and the tune that they're going to bring us this morning was actually written and arranged by two of the band personnel, and that's Shorty Rogers and Ralph Burns. And it's called Keen and Peachy. So that's the Woody Herman Orchestra. And we'll start with Anita O'Day, Lover Come Back to Me.
You went away, I let you. We broke the ties that bind. I wanted to forget you and leave the past behind. Still the magic of the night I met you seems to stay forever in my mind. The sky was blue and high above, moon was new, so was love. This eager heart of mine was singing, lover, where can you be? You came at last, love had its day, that day is past, you've gone away. Aching heart of mine is singing, lover, come back to me. When I remember every little thing you used to do, I'm so lonely. Every road I walk along, I've walked along with you. No wonder I'm so lonely. The sky is blue, the night is cold, the moon is blue, but love is old. Well, I'm waiting here, this heart of mine is singing, lover, come back to me. Please, Abba da ba da 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 da. I remember every little thing you used to do. I am so lonely. Every road I walk along with you. No wonder I am so lonely. The sky is blue, the night is cold, the moon is new, but love is old. While I'm waiting here, this heart of mine is singing, lover, come back to me. Lover, come back to me.
listening to Woody Herman with Keen and Peachy from 1947. Before that, Fats Waller from 1938 with You Had an Evening to Spare. And we started out with the beautiful Anita O'Day, Lover Come Back to Me from 1961.
Fourth floor, ladies' fashion.
CHUO 89.1 FM.
Third floor.
Independent radio for Ottawa Gatineau. Definitely not elevator music.
For 4 days this December, the natural wonders of the mineral world are at your fingertips. Pack up your family, invite your friends. Silver Cove and Canada Gem Shows are back for the 2021 Ottawa Rock and Gem Show from December 2nd to 5th at the EUI Centre. Discover everything from crystals, minerals, and gemstones to fossils, beads, jewelry, and so much more. Charitable entry fee is $2 per person or $5 per family, and all admission proceeds are donated back into the community. For more information, visit CanadaGemShows.com.
Make a difference in your community by joining the dynamic team of volunteers at the Ottawa Hospital. There are many opportunities available. These include providing support to patients and visitors in areas such as the information desks, ER and clinics, and volunteering in the shops. Please call 613-761-4279.
And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before. We are coming to you from the University of Ottawa, CHUO 89.1 FM. We're listening to some fine singers and musicians this morning from the early days. Pretty well the first half of the 20th century, though we do go forward into the 1960s. We are listening to lots of fine recordings put out during this time. Some very popular standard songs, and some perhaps not quite so familiar to contemporary audiences, but all wonderful examples of the art of the singers and musicians of the time. And we're delighted to be able to bring them to you every Sunday morning. We're going to go now to 1957, and it was during that year that one of the finest trumpeters around made a great many recordings for the Capitol label, a collection called the Complete Bobby Hackett Capitol Solo Sessions. And yes, it is Bobby Hackett, a trumpeter and cornetist par excellence. And he and friends are going to bring us Rose Room this morning, written by Art Hickman and Harry Williams. And that beautiful mellow trumpet is there again with us and very, very lovely to hear. Then to 1954, to a very fine lady, jazz singer called June Christie. She was well into her career at this point. This is taken from an album she made called Something Cool that is available since on CD. And she's accompanied by the orchestra of Pete Ruggolo, who also helped write the song that she's going to sing for us this morning, along with Milton Raskin, and that is Look Out Up There. And then back to 1941, to one of the great orchestras of all time, the one led by Duke Ellington, started out in the 1930s and carried on for decades. And we will hear them with perhaps one of their most famous numbers from, I said, 1941, written by their colleague, Billy Strayhorn, one of the band, great pianist and composer. And the tune is Take the A-Train. And we'll start with Bobby Hackett from 1957 and Rose Room. Thank you.
I used to walk around the solid earth alone in every passing crowd. I took a look at you, look out up there. I'm flying high as a cloud. I used to mope around, life had no worth, but now I want to sing out loud. What else am I to do? Look out up there. I'm flying high as a cloud. I'm sailing like an arrow way up in the air, and like a sparrow I'm twittering all over. Like a bee I'm buzzing, I haven't a care, just a goner walking in clover. I'm never coming back from outer space, I'm overwhelmed and simply wowed. Your kiss was something new, what can I do? I love you more than is allowed. Look out up there. I took a look at you, look out up there. I'm flying high as a cloud. What am I to do? Look out up there. I'm flying high as a cloud. I'm sailing like an arrow way up in the sky, and like a sparrow I'm twittering all over. Like a bee I'm buzzing, I haven't a care, just a goner walking in clover. I'm never coming back from outer space, I'm overwhelmed and simply wild. This was something new, what can I do? I love you more than is allowed. Look out up there, I'm flying high as a cloud.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO, and that was Duke Ellington and his orchestra from 1941 with the Billy Strayhorn composition Take the A Train, which I believe refers to a train in Washington, D.C. Before that, we heard from June Christie with the orchestra led by Pete Ruggolo and a song written by Pete himself, Look Out Up There, and they recorded that in 1954. And we started out with Bobby Hackett from 1957 with Rose Room. Well, as I said, you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO. And we have some more music for you this morning, and we're going to go to three lovely ladies coming up. We're going to go now to 1955 to Dinah Shore, and she'll be bringing us a number written by Walter Donaldson called You're Driving Me Crazy. And then 1948 with Helen Humes, a very fine jazz artist who started out with, I believe, the Harry James Orchestra, sang with Count Basie, and then went on to a very long and wonderful solo career. Her style always reminds me a little bit of the early Ella Fitzgerald. She's a lovely singer, Helen Humes, and she's going to bring us a lovely rendition this morning of a tune, and I'm not sure who wrote this. Couldn't find any credits for it, but the song is called I've Got the Strangest Feeling. And speaking of Ella Fitzgerald, we will hear also from her after we've listened to Helen and from her Gershwin songbooks. And I can't think of a lovelier combination. Ella Fitzgerald and the Gershwin brothers' compositions. Ella's joined by the orchestra of Nelson Riddle on this particular recording, and the song is called Our Love Is Here to Stay, and it was appeared in the movie The Goldwyn Follies in 1938, and it was released shortly after the tragically early death of George Gershwin himself. Cut short a wonderful, brilliant career, but he did leave us some of the loveliest melodies of the 20th century, and we'll hear one this morning. We'll start with Dinah Shore and You're Driving Me Crazy.
You're driving me crazy. What did I do? What did I do? My tears for you being hazy, clouding the skies are blue. How true were the friends who were near me to cheer me, believe me, they knew. The kind who would hurt me, desert me when I needed you. You're driving me crazy. What did I do to you? How true were the friends who were near me? Cheer me, believe me, they knew. But you were the kind who would hurt me, desert me when I needed you. Yes, you. You're driving me crazy. What did I do? What did I do? You're driving crazy, crazy, crazy,
crazy. I've got the strangest feeling. My dreams may not be in vain.
I've got the strangest feeling. It's true.
And now that we've heard from our ladies, I think it might be fun to have a duet. And that's what we'll hear next. From 1957, from Billy Eckstine and Sarah Vaughan, two of the most magnificent voices in the 20th century. Well, in that year, they made an album of the works of Irving Berlin, and it was called Passing Strangers. We'll hear a song from that album. So here's Billy Eckstine and Sarah Vaughan with Irving Berlin's song, Always. And now I think it might be fun to have a duet. And that's what we'll hear next. From 1957, from Billy Eckstine and Sarah Vaughan, two of the most magnificent voices in the 20th century. Well, in that year, they made an album of the works of Irving Berlin, and it was called Passing Strangers. We'll hear a song from that album. So here's Billy Eckstine and Sarah Vaughan with Irving Berlin's song, Always.
I'd feel so blue.
For the longest while, I'd forget to smile. Then I met you. Now that my blue days have passed, now that I've found you at last, I'll be loving you. The love that's true always.
When the things you plan need a helping hand, I will understand always, always. Days may not be fair, always.
That's when I'll be there.
Coming to the end of another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Thanks very much for joining me today, and I hope you enjoyed our visit back in time and listening to some of the wonderful music from the 20s to the 1960s. Do please stay with us, because Randy's going to be joining us in just a few moments with some wonderful jazz for you this afternoon. And I hope you'll join me, Stephanie Robinson, again next week for more music from days gone by. And we've got one more song for you this morning from the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra from 1935, and with a young Bob Crosby, Lullaby of Broadway.
Maxie's when a Broadway baby says goodnight. It's early in the morning. Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn. Good night, baby.
Good night. Milkman's on his way.
Sleep tight, baby.
Let's call it a day.
Listen to the lullaby of old Broadway.